Cranberries and Linger here on Liverpool Live. It is a Friday, 11:30, and I'm pleased to be joined by Jess and Gemma again. Vision Cruises, Carnival Cruises, they are back with me here. Hello to you guys, how are you?
Hi, good, hi. Thank you.
Good, right. Not very pleasant weather today. Almost certainly going to be encouraging loads of people to get down to travel agent and think, you know what, book me anywhere to get me out of this country at the moment. Are you finding an element of that at the minute then, Jess?
Definitely, yeah. I think a lot of people are desperate to get away, especially at the minute with it being school holidays and everything. People are definitely looking to make the most of it and book a holiday and get away while they can.
What about the kind of situation governmentally wise at the moment? Is there any more clarity coming through to your guys?
Not really, no. It's changing all the time, obviously, all the guidelines and with the traffic light system and everything. So I think a lot of people are looking to get away where they can and when they can.
Right.
But yeah, it's just hard for us to let people know as to what is going
to
happen,
because we don't know. To give them a definitive answer, because people, that's what you want. If you're planning a holiday, especially, you know, something that's, you know, you think you'll have worked towards this, I want to get it right.
Yeah.
And I do notice it in a lot of places. And we're not just talking about the travel industry. I've noticed with people booking Christmas parties and things like that, even at that level, people are still apprehensive at the moment because of this insecurity of knowing what's going on. So it's obviously not good for you guys, but hopefully, you know, we'll look back on this in 12 months time and it hopefully won't be an issue whatsoever. So today we're going to focus on food. Have you brought any with you?
Fortunately not. I wish.
No, because this is the thing when you go on to, you know, if you go on a cruise, and I know Bernie's with me. Bernie's one of our regular people that comes on, and she's a big foodie person, so you're going to find this quite interesting, Bernie. Because if you go onto a ship, right, and you might be thinking, right, okay, well, if I was going to like some kind of a resort, I was going to maybe somewhere, Spain or Greece, you think, I could go and find a restaurant that suits me. And that is obviously something that you've got to take into consideration, isn't it? Because you might have people who might be a little bit of a fussy eater or something. So if I can come to you then, Gemma, how have you managed to deal with that on your cruises?
The main thing is choice. So we like to offer our guests so many different options that, again, I think I said it last time, cheeses, it sounds, there is something for everyone.
Yeah.
Whether that's a casual grabbing a burger or a burrito, or a sit-down menu, like waiter service in the main dining room, or speciality, there's loads of different choice. I've done so many trips where I've taken travel agents on board, and I actually had a trip and I had two really fussy eaters.
Right.
But the staff catered for that. So what they done, they allowed them to, it was in the main dining room, they allowed them to choose off the kids' menu, but adult portions, because they were very much wanting things like chicken nuggets and chips, because that's how fussy they were.
Yeah, yeah.
So the rest of us, we were tucking into your steak or, do you know, all these fish dishes, and they were having the pizza and chips and the nuggets and chips, and that's fine. They will do that. So yeah, I think for us, the key is having lots of different choice. Because again, we get different nationalities as well. So we are an American cruise line. We have a lot of Americans travel with us. We have a lot of UK guests travel with us, and then international guests. So, Joe, different cultures can have different tastes in food as well.
Right. Do you tend to find, without naming any nations here, that there are certain nations whose expectations might be a little bit higher than others?
Yeah, probably. I think the Brits do have high expectations, especially when it comes to good quality food, because, you know, we are spoiled. We've got, on the corner of every street, there's probably a fantastic restaurant.
Yeah.
So I think the Brits do expect really good quality food. And again, I think for cruising to Brits, it can be quite a bucket list thing to do as well. So again, they expect the best when on board.
Okay, well, with this in mind, because it's one thing to turn around and say, well, we do this kind of food. It's another thing when you can attach a big name to it as well. And let me see if I've got this guy's pronunciation. Guy Fieri?
Yep,
have I said it?
Him.
Is that how you say it?
That's
now, Bernie knows a bit about this guy.
Do.
Tell us a little bit what you know about Guy Fieri.
Diners, Drive-Ins and Dives. a brilliant Food Network programme. He's a very... He has the highest male viewing figures on the Food Network. And they've credited him with bringing the magic of meat
right.
pretty much to what this man doesn't know about meat ain't worth knowing.
Right.
He can smoke anything. He's really absolutely brilliant, but he's funny.
Right.
And he's obviously driven by a passion for good quality food. And his shows are great. If you've got, when he goes to these dives, and I mean they are dives, but they have brilliant food. And, he talks to the chef and says, well, why are you doing this? And what's this?
So he goes on his program, he goes out to like dives.
He goes out to all sorts of places. Yeah. He's got his own restaurants, obviously. He's got very successful ones in Nevada and places like that, aren't they? Yeah. Really successful. He's a real food hero. He's taken over, sadly, Anthony Bourdain tragically took his own life, and he did great travel programs about food and things like that. He's taken over from that, and he's got a huge following.
Right.
And I think the cruise company have made a very smart move here, getting him on board.
So tell us then, Jess, what is it that this is obviously a franchise of his that's now going to be part of the fixtures and fittings on the ship. So tell us a little bit about that.
Gemma can probably tell you more about
okay.
it.
She's sorry, eaten, Gemma.
I haven't, but...
Oh, so you've had a bit of this guy's fare then, yeah.
It's the first thing I do when I get on one of our ships. So we've got... we partnered with Guy many, many years ago, and it was probably our most popular eatery on board our ships, to the point that there was certain ships that didn't have it on. So maybe the older ships, you know, before we done this partnership, and we actually took all of the ships that didn't have it into dry dock and put it on board the ships because it was that popular. So the main one is Guy's Burger Joint. So you can go along, choose one of his specialty burgers. So he does like a Chili Maximus, which is a bit of a burger with a bit of a kick. Or you can get a plain Jane, which is just a plain cheeseburger. And then we have a massive topping section that you can add on all of your toppings. The key is, though, it's included in the price. So it's free of charge, all served with fries.
Pay for the burger, and what you want to add on to it is...
No, the burger is included, so no extras. So it's in your cruise price. So
you're not going to
get on board and be like, oh, for a burger, it's going to cost you $5. It's included.
So you can go on a big burger binge if you want.
Yeah, if you want a burger a day, free a day.
Best burgers at sea, I've heard, anyway.
Like I say, for me personally, the first thing I do... Whenever I get on board, I will get a Miami Vice cocktail from the bar, which is, if anyone's not had one, it's half strawberry daiquiri and half pina colada.
Right.
It tastes like a Fab Ice lolly.
First thing I'm going to do when I get on this ship is have one of those.
There you go.
Right, okay.
Right. Like I said, everyone has those little traditions. So I'll get my Miami Vice and then I'll get my burger from the burger joint.
Right.
And that, for me, is the start of my cruise. You've got the burgers, and then on some of our newer ships, we went a little bit further with the name, and we have introduced like a barbecue and smokehouse on some of our newer ships with Guy Fieri as well.
Right.
So like say, all the slow-cooked meat smoked and stuff like that. On board our new ship, Mardi Gras, we are including that barbecue free of charge, because on some of our other ships, there is a small supplement, but we're talking a couple of dollars versus what you'd pay to eat in one of his restaurants on land. It's next to nothing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But on the new ship, Mardi Gras, for the beginning sailing, so we don't know when it's going to end yet, we're including that free of charge. So it's all your slow-cooked beef brisket,
pulled pork and all that kind of thing.
It's to die
for.
And
as I said before, this guy knows meat, doesn't he? He really does. So you're going to be talking very, very good quality here, because he wouldn't put his name to anything that wasn't, would he? So it's fabulous. Oh,
that's pretty impressive.
Fabulous option.
Now, moving away from Guy's, obviously, contribution to what's going on there, Mexican dining is something that you are looking at the moment with a place called the Blue Iguana. So tell us about the Blue Iguana.
So anyone who likes burritos, tacos, that type of thing, this is where you'd head to. So they're like, so we'll have the buffet restaurant, which is, you know, a little bit of everything. So you can go along and, you know, have a bit of salad, a little bit of meat and stuff like that. But if you fancy something a little bit more streamlined, you can head to, they're like little eateries around the buffet area. So you'll go and they'll make fresh in front of you. So you choose what you want to go into it, like say burritos or tacos. They even open for breakfast. So if you want a breakfast burrito, which I've been cruising with Carnival now close to 10 years, and I only had my first breakfast burrito about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And now... at least once during a cruise, I will make sure I have one. So it's like your bacon, your eggs, your smashed avocado, little hash brown bits and, you know, bits in there. And again, this is included free of charge, so you don't have to pay any extra supplement. The Mexican is more probably a breakfast and lunch sort of setup. So it doesn't open in the evening, because in the evening time we move more to either your buffet or your sit down sort of
meal. I've never had a Mexican breakfast before. That'd be a new one.
I have. Huevos rancheros, which are fried eggs with salsa and spice, and the best hangover cure.
That's ever. What is it called?
Huevos rancheros.
Chris Cannon had some the other week, and I was thinking, I don't know what that is.
It's the best hangover cure. It's like tomato and spice and eggs, and it's groundbreaking.
We'll come back to you there, Gemma. You mentioned about your love of cocktails and things like that. Does that fit as a hangover cure for you?
It sounds like I need to try it.
No, but breakfast burrito, how amazing is that? That's a great way to start the day.
Brilliant stuff. So listen, I just wondered, obviously we're talking about one or two places but that you can eat on the likes of the Mardi Gras and the Carnival and the Carnival Celebration, the Panorama and all of that. Typically, how many restaurants or food outlets would you have on a ship?
It can vary. So some of the smaller ships that don't have as, you know, they might only have 2,500 guests, might have about 10 different eateries, taken into consideration like your Geisberg, your main dining room. The newer ships, Mardi Gras and Carnival Celebration, we can have over 20 different eateries on board.
That's incredible.
So, yeah. And I'd say loads and loads of different choice. Whether that's you want to treat yourself and go to one of our specialty restaurants where you pay a slight supplement for, you might enjoy steak. We have an amazing Asian restaurant on a number of our ships, which is my favourite evening restaurant is definitely the Asian. The main dining room, and the good thing with the main dining room as well, the menu changes every single day. So, you know, people go, well, what am I going to eat in there for the full week? Well, you can do, but you can choose something different. There'll be certain things that stay on there. So, for example, there'll always be a steak dish, a chicken, a salmon, but everything else changes. And we do something called port of call specialities as well. So, for example, say you've been to Jamaica that day, you might find jerk chicken on the menu. So we will tie it in where you've been in the day. You'll have something on the specials on the menu that evening as
Tremendous.
Well.
Tremendous. Wow. Well, listen, it's always great to speak to you guys. Just remind us, people want to find out more about these cruises, how can they do that?
Yeah, they can go to visioncruise.co.uk. All of the information of the ships, the sailings, pricing, everything will be on there. Or they can give us a call on 0800 655 6601.
Well, I'm just wondering actually, because of the weather being so like it is at the moment, the rain, arcs, have you got any arcs? Might be worthwhile having them on, mate.
Well, looking out that window, definitely.
Definitely. Listen, guys, thank you very much indeed for coming in.